February 12th, 2024, 8:52 a.m. This is my first audio log on this channel for a while now. If you've been subscribed to this channel for a while, everything has changed. Granted, I started this this podcast on YouTube 2022. It's 2024 now. I actually stopped because a couple of reasons. One, I just didn't like the format, and I wasn't very happy with it. It became too political. I think it was just really bad. So I decided to to change it around to more traditional audio log. I think that's the best way to describe it. Audio log in a way that it's just my thoughts than anything else. Because I always love the idea of vlogs. I always love the idea of audio diary, audio logging, especially in sci-fi. It makes so much sense. So so I decided to revamp the channel and do a little bit more, more like a traditional audio log. Nothing fancy, nothing crazy. It's just thoughts and what I was... Just thoughts and talk about my day and my thought process throughout the day. It just gives a little bit more humanity to this channel. Yeah, I think that's the one that's missing. Also, I want to have like a raw feel to it too. Let me just drink some coffee here. It is 8 o'clock. It's almost 9 o'clock, so I'm trying to finish my coffee here. Yeah, no, it's the point of this is just to have a little bit more humanity to it, right? It's kind of a weird thing to say, but it's just nice. The goal is to just to talk about the day, right? And what I experienced throughout the day and pass that along. This is going to be as much as possible a daily audio log. And raw as possible. Like I mentioned several times, this is going to be very raw. It's going to be no editing, no making it nice and neat, making it there's no music at all. Whatever you hear around me is what I'm recording. The other purpose of this this audio log is to capture everything. Eventually, this is going to be linked to my Instagram account, my photo journal account. The reason why I want to link that to that is just so you can see visual of my day is. I don't want to make it a video because it just takes away from the stuff that I'm saying. I'd rather capture that moment in one frame and talk about that moment, right? It makes it a lot more enjoyable. Yeah. One more thing. The other thing as well too. The audio log will be a week behind, from the recording to publication. It's not about protecting the privacy, because if I want to protect my privacy, I won't even do this. But it's more like protecting where I am or where I'm coming from. If I'm going to a trip, for example, let's say going to Montreal, and for privacy reasons, I want to keep it delayed. So just to keep myself and my family safe, just to make sure that there's no overlap or anything like that. So yeah, this audio log is going to be throughout the day, and like I mentioned before, it's going to be pauses in between, but I am going to give timestamps. For example, if I end up recording something at noon, then I'm just going to tell you the time, just to give it a little bit more time check, right? And yeah. Also, the other one as well, too, that I want to mention, that I'm actually using a handheld recorder for this one. I'm not using big podcasting equipment, big audio equipment here, recording equipment. It's just a small handheld recorder that I can put in my backpack, my bag, my pocket, take it out and record pretty fast regarding what I see, what am I experiencing that moment. Again, just to give it a little bit more, you know, more like, you know, just to be there. The other inspiration of this, of the revamp of this channel is actually Star Trek. Star Trek is one of those TV shows that gives imagination and hope for the future. And one of the things that they were doing is personal logs. And I want to do it something similar, but more audio based, because I also love the idea of talk radio, old school theater radio, and vlogging. I always love the concept of vlogging and the evolution of vlogging from back 10 years ago to now has changed so much. Even people are saying that vlogging is dead. Before it was just camera you talk to, nothing else, no big production or anything like that. Now it's just big production that is sort of, I don't want to say ruined, but it changed the original concept of vlogging. And too bad though, because it's such an amazing concept that unfortunately it lost the meaning of it, right? So, but yeah, and removing the video side of that blog and just concentrate on the sound or even writing, it brings back the imagination of the person and just experience. It's like it's way different than just watching it. So that's why this is going to be my first audio log this year. And it's going to be daily recording and will be published a week later. And wherever I go, whatever I do, I'm bringing you guys with me and we'll talk about it. It's 2:54 p.m. and I just got back from lunch. So there's a diner place just across the street called Stacks. It's a pretty good diner. It's a chain diner. Their food is, compared to other diners, very, very, chain diners are very, very good. They're more famous for their pancakes and the size of the pancakes and how savory the pancakes are. Once in a while I go there for lunch just to get some Benedict hash browns meal that they have there. It's pretty big, it's pretty heavy. I try not to go there as much anymore because it's too heavy for me now. But unfortunately, the only options I have here are very limited in my area. If I need to go somewhere, I do have to drive, unfortunately. This one is just across the street from me, and it worked out really, really well. it's a pretty good place. Typically now I'm trying to have smaller meals throughout the day, just to get my metabolism up and running again, limit my my carbs to during the day. But if I do end up having carbs, I try to get a complex carbs at night, so it's easier for my body to adjust. Yes, I am planning to eat healthy as much as possible now, because why not? I'm getting in that age group now that I should definitely keep an eye on that. So that's actually happening now. My goal is actually to lose 40 pounds by November. I know it's going to be very up and down. It's just going to be up and down. But it's going to be very interesting and all that good stuff. I am committed to go for a walk once a day, about 30 minutes walk. It's not a lot compared to other people do. But before, where I'm presently living now, I was walking about 5 to 10 kilometers a day just to go around when I was living in downtown Toronto, but now I live in the suburbs. Everything have to be, I have to drive everywhere. So my body is compensating on the of not being active as much. So hence my goal is to lose 40 pounds. I did gain weight during the pandemic, unfortunately, and I'm trying to get that out now. So go back to my fighting weight of 220. Yeah, so it's going to be it's a good goal, right? So yeah, so it's going to be a lot more walking around, exercising, and just overall moving. And yeah, my goal right now is just 30 days worth of exercise every day. I know it's very low, extremely low side of being active, but combination with that and just eating a lot healthier meal, I think that's gonna reach my goal for that one. But yeah, so one thing I just noticed as well too, when I was walking around outside, the weather has been very, very warm. It is February 12th, and on the weekend our temperature went up to 16 degrees Celsius. Right now current temperature is 4 degrees Celsius, and it's the high end side of the high. The temperature is going to drop for the rest of the week, but it's really causing havoc in people with allergies. The wifey has allergies that's like kicking in that doesn't normally kick in until spring, but now it's kicking in because of the weather. And yeah, so it's just a very, very up and down temperature. So, but if look at the bright side, if I walk outside, I don't have to layer it as much. So there's always a positive twist on everything. But here's the thing though, as soon as you go north of Toronto, it actually gets colder and there is snow there. So all the places with ski hills, they are getting ready for March break. So they are putting a lot of snow in there, man-made and natural. So that's actually pretty neat. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just crazy, crazy weather we're having, and hopefully this doesn't kill us in the long run, in the next couple of months before the spring starts. Because the last time we had one of this kind of weather, we literally got dumped with snow, and it was like minus 40, it was just a miserable time. After everyone's walking around with shorts and a sweater for a few weeks, so hopefully this time it's not going to be like that. It's going to be gradual, up and down, so I don't know. I'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. But right now, how it stands, it's just going to be a very interesting weather we're having. It is 7:24 p.m. So today, like I mentioned earlier, that the weather is very weirdly warm. But I just received a message from the weather that potential snow is coming. Yeah, we didn't know about the snow coming at all. We didn't see anything at all that's coming. But because living in Lake Ontario, Toronto, or the Horseshoe has a tendency to not get too much snow. If you do, if very little. But if you go 45 minutes north of Toronto, it's like you get a meter of snow automatically. It's just a lot of snow. But as soon as you get closer to the lake, especially northwest where the Horseshoe is, if you look at the map of Ontario, Lake Ontario or Toronto all the way to Niagara Falls, that area there is always stays warm. We don't get that much snow. But as soon as you cross to Buffalo or New York or Niagara Falls, New York, they can get a meter to 2 meters worth of snow in the span of like weeks. Up here, we'd barely get anything. So it's kind of crazy that we just don't get that much snow. So far, I am holding my... I'm testing, actually. I've been testing recorders, all my recorders itself, because I do have in our podcast called Camping with Lenny. I'm getting ready for the camping season, so I'm just testing equipment, making sure that's ready to go. But yeah, so because I'm trying to minimize the equipment that I'm carrying with me, So I'm just trying to figure out what's the best record to use. Yeah. Yeah. So it's so far so good.